This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
1-1-0-2-5 or 727-579-1025 the phone numbers.
You see these kids, this will tug on your heartstrings, Raj.
Yeah.
These kids at UNC, those frat boys.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
So it turns out there's a bunch of fraternity brothers who there was a anti-Israel, pro-Palestine protests going on at University of North Carolina, and they tried to pull an American flag down to raise a Palestine flag, and that was not happening. Was not going to happen. Not on these kids' watch.
Yeah.
And they went and they stopped it. It got a little, you know, back and forth, got a little bit loud, but these fraternity kids, they weren't having it at all, right? So it turns out that story kind of went viral. Not kind of, that story went viral yesterday, and somebody set up, and I don't know who it was. It was probably one of them. I have no idea how it would even happen, but someone set up a GoFundMe for those fraternity brothers. Mm. Less than a day, as of this morning,
they
were at $301,000.
Holy crap.
$301,000. There's a billionaire.
Wow.
The guy's name is Bill Ackman. I don't know who he is. Mm. Sounds familiar, though. Mm. He donated $10,000 to them.
No, I'm kidding.
And it's all about was all about them defending the flag and going out there and making sure nothing happened to it. And there's a lot of people that really got behind them. But now these kids, they tweeted out, "We are overwhelmed by your you glorious patriotic Americans who value good beer and great times. We are in contact with multiple leaders from fraternities whose members help defend the flag, including Alpha Epsilon Pi and others, in addition to Pi Kappa Psi," which I think is their fraternity.
Yeah.
You know, we'll keep you posted. So now they're up to 301. As of this morning, they were up to $301,000. I don't know
That's
where
amazing.
They're at now. But people were definitely, definitely appreciative of them making sure nothing happened to that flag. That was pretty damn cool, I thought.
Was Lambda 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 part of it by any chance?
No. The Omega Moves, though.
Yeah,
you know, you said the names. That's the first movie I think of the freaking nerds.
We come and here on stage tonight to do a song for you.
Yeah.
How do you know the words? It was so long ago.
The Moves.
Seriously? Yeah, this is where I live.
That is true.
I got Booger Presley on the mean guitar and rap by little old me, Lamar.
Oh, my God. You know. I don't even know how you...
Where Lambda,
1986,
Lambda, Lambda,
Lambda, 84.
Omega Moves.
Yeah, right there, right in the freaking sweet spot.
Thank y'all.
Nerds, their time has come. What a great
It had everything you wanted. Bullying and hot chicks. But then the nerds, obviously, because of the title, got the revenge of it all.
Pan down. We've got Bush. We've got Bush.
That guy was the best.
That was Booger. He was the same guy that was in I Want My $2 Move, Better Off Dead.
Better Off Dead.
This is pure snow. You have any idea the street value of this stuff?
Would you want your son to watch it? And also, would he even want to watch it?
You know,
because he's at that age, right, where you would watch it and you were loving it.
I'm sure. Well, you know what's funny? I don't know if they're making those coming-of-age movies anymore.
Well, they're not doing it like they did. They're not doing...
I don't know if they can. I don't know if they're out. I don't know if they even make them. I have no idea.
Yeah, but
I don't think you're getting away with American Pie, where somebody's setting up a camera to watch her play with herself on his bed and she's looking at his porn. You know what I'm saying? So those coming-of-age movies, I don't think exist now.
But you can come of age without that. You can make the movie without...
But that's what the movies were. That's what they were.
But there are coming of age movies that aren't.
Yeah, there must be. Why wouldn't there
Again,
be?
I don't know. Yeah. In the sense of the ones that we had, I don't think that exists anymore. But even I remember with me, I never wanted to go back and watch my father's movies. You know, I just never.
Well, your father's movies are different than your movies are for your son. Like, yes, old is old, right. But you're not. Your father's were probably in black and white, and they were probably very, like, you know, not as raunchy. You know what I mean? So this raunchy, he's a teenage boy. I feel like it caters to teenage boys and their mindset.
He's a teenage boy with satin sheets.
What does that mean?
That happened yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Remember I told you he was getting new. He was getting new bedroom furniture and paint or whatever it is. All of a sudden,
he got satin sheets.
Satin sheets.
Is he taking after his father? Didn't you have like a waterbed with satin sheets?
I did.
Wait, what are you bitching about?
I'm not bitching about it.
You're kind of proud,
aren't
you? I'm
not bitching about it. Mine were.
You're puffing your chest out, aren't you?
Mine were kind of cheap, though. He's like, I'm like, this is actually.
They're actually really nice.
Yeah, but it's funny. He jumped on the bed. He slid right off.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is funny reading. Reading the nerds. I wonder if they would get away with this movie because the charity fundraiser, I forgot about this, they sold pies where naked pictures were underneath the pie of Betty and the Pi Delta pies. And then this guy switched costumes with another guy. Lewis got into the costume of another guy and tricked Betty into having sex with him.
Yes,
right.
That's not good at all.
See, oh, wow.
Right.
None of this can happen. And rightfully so. This is not extra sensitive.
Okay. But we all ended up okay.
I don't know that you did.
I mean, all movies aren't real. Right? Movies have fictional stuff all the time.
Exactly. And this is exactly my issue. We could do it, but people are afraid of it.
It's not afraid.
Filmmakers are afraid to do it. Movie companies, the studios, they're afraid to touch it. It's
not wanting to promote. Listen, there's a problem in society about assault and sexual assault and bullying.
Right.
There's real, honest to God problems that are legit. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some that are just like whining for no reason. I get it. But there's also real problems. So they don't want to promote that sort of action. And I understand why. Like, they never should have wanted to promote
bullying
or sexual assault. That doesn't make any sense.
Did you laugh at all those movies?
I didn't see any of them, to be honest.
Oh, you never saw Revenge of the Nerds?
No.
You said Omega Moves. Don't tell me you don't know what it is.
I heard. My brothers watched it, and I heard like different things. I've heard before, we've got Bush, because they would say it. Right. And I've heard about the Lambda, 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 and Omega Moves, but I don't know any of it and of the plot or whatever. I just know that there were scenes because
You never saw Animal House?
No.
You never saw Porky's?
No.
You never saw American Pie? Any of the American Pie movies?
I did see the first American Pie. I did.
Okay. So that's something.
And you survived?
Yeah.
You made it?
I still was uncomfortable, but yeah.
Were you uncomfortable?
By uncomfortable, I mean I watched the whole movie. I didn't slam everything down and start a protest line or anything like that. But
right.
I do understand that we can't promote bad things to people. We just can't promote that. Like, you can, if that's what you want to watch and you like bullying, do it amongst your friends and bully each other or whatever. But like,
American Pie was not about bullying.
No, but there was some.
That was about a bunch of college kids trying to get laid.
You can't secretly.
Before it was all over. Before,
that's true.
While they were all still be together as friends, and then who was going to bang Stifler's mom?
You can't You can't be banging underage kids. Like, that's not good. You can't promote that.
They weren't underage. I don't think
they were not 18. And then you can't secretly record a girl doing stuff. Like, that's horribly wrong.
I know, but that movie was funny. It really was.
Okay,
I'll even give him the second one too. I do think with that franchise they kind of beat it into the ground though. Like the first two were cool, and then after that it's like, okay, let's wrap it up.
Way too much.
I think the only one left was Stifler. By the time they got
he
there,
he was great though. He was great. Stifler's mom. The whole plot was great. I don't know.
Oh my God, was my mom Stifler's mom?
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Could have been.
Yep. I mean, it's real life.
If your mom was kind of like a siren's not the word I want to use here, but like.
A beacon?
No, like.
Foxy cougar type?
Yeah. Like an overtly cougarish, tall, busty, that whole, you know.
She wasn't tall.
She wasn't tall, right?
No.
But was she overtly cougarish?
She was overtly cougarish. She would not make it. It was not a secret when brother's friends came over. And that's why that stopped happening entirely. Yeah. And then she still banged the one guy. So I don't know.
Why did it stop? Did your brothers get uncomfortable with the whole idea that their friends were noticing?
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly.
Your mother's a whore. Yeah. Sorry.
Heard that somewhere.
Just happened.
Wow. It's so bad that her brothers knew they had to stop having the boys over.
Yeah.
By the way, back on these back on these kids from UNC.
Yeah.
Apparently, was it John Rich?
Yeah.
The country artist?
Yeah.
2 days in a row he comes up.
John Rich apparently is saying, we're going to do a concert for you guys. Here it is. I've made contact with the Patriots at UNC, working on a date to have a massive event to celebrate our flag and those who love her. I'll keep you all posted. Let's call it Flag Stock. Can you make Flag Stock trend?
That's
great. Let's go.
That's great.
You know, I have to assume that that's all Mike Kaltz is doing because he is friends with Big and Rich. And so I would imagine he heard about this.
Right, discovered him.
Yeah.
Right, go on.
Now, I don't know.
You were saying,
go on.
I know you were friends with him. I don't know if you discovered him. But I can imagine you wanting to do something good behind the scenes and encouraging them to maybe do flag. What was it? Flag gate?
Flag stock.
Flag stock, yeah.
Flagapalooza. Something.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's all right. That'd be fun. A free concert at a big college? Packed.
Have you? Well, that UNC would have to allow them to come in and do a show like that.
Of course, their expenses
would not
involved.
Look good right. if they said no, though, right?
Well, listen, I can understand conflicts. They don't want to do anything that's not right down the middle for a little while just to let things kind of calm down. Because all of a sudden, you know, you put, you know, John Rich out there and it's all pro these guys and pro American, pro flag, you know the other side's going to come out in mass.
I thought you were a progressive university that took all the trains of
Have
thought, you?
You
know, but they've just got to run the clock out because the end of the year's here. So they've got to let it go. And then maybe in the fall.
Have you spoken to either one of your daughters about this? Obviously, your daughter.
I have not.
His daughter, Courtney, went to UNC.
Yeah.
And the other one, I mean, they're out. They're both out.
Yeah, it only came out a couple days ago. But no, I haven't talked to Courtney about it, but I assume by this weekend, we'll be talking to her, and I'm definitely going to find out what she heard about UNC because she's still in touch with everybody, they've been out for a few
what
years.
They think about it, especially your daughter Kelly, who tends to lean
the liberally,
a little liberally
side.
Like, is she?
Oh, I think she.
Right, but I find it hard to believe that you raised a daughter to be anti-Semitic.
I don't. No, I'm kidding. She wouldn't be anti-Semitic.
You know what I'm saying?
Ever anti anybody?
Right.
Ever.
That's what I'm saying.
She would understand. She would want people to understand the plight of the Palestinian people.
100%.
Not Hamas.
I get it. Right.
But she
would
be like,
listen, nobody seems to want to make that difference.
Right. And you got to understand who's who. And of course, I support everybody to have a voice too. I just don't support that. Like, there's a certain line.
You don't take over buildings, light them on fire,
and you don't put on the flag and stomp on it and put up another country's flag. That never happens because if you did it over there, they'd kill you.
I said it two days ago. I'm like, I don't understand how everybody seems to be forgetting what Hamas did. Like, why is nobody paying attention to that? What they did, they went in there and raped and pillaged and burned and killed and
beheaded.
All that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now it was a whole F around and find out.
They raped so
and then
many
Hamas
women.
Puts the Palestinian people almost as shields. And we're like, nobody wants to talk about what started this thing here. Right.
There's a whole bunch of people in
the middle.
What started
this current conflict? This conflict's been going on forever and ever and ever. But what started this current conflict is Hamas going in there and being the terrorists that they are.
And everybody
nobody seems to
want
to talk about that.
But that was the whole everything only everybody was talking about when it all started. You know what I mean? Like,
And then everybody's like, Israel's going to come back and kick their ass. Like, you just woke a sleeping giant. And they did.
And it was like, oh, wait, stop.
And
it doesn't work that way. A sleeping giant. It's just what happens.
It doesn't work that way. And now they put another ceasefire.
They
put another ceasefire on the board, and Hamas said no again. So it's like, okay.
There was a deal they were close with yesterday.
And it's from what I read, it got blown up.
Because why are they giving up the hostages? Like, let's go. If you really want to stop it, then all right.
If they give up the hostages, they have no chips.
The problem is, I think they can't because they're already dead.
Well, they wheeled out some American the other day.
Did they?
Yeah, American dude.
Smart.
Right.
Keeping American alive.
I guess.
Because they know.
Yeah, dude,
we don't want to get involved any more than we already are. But, well, whatever. Let's hope something good happens and it can stop and something can happen where, like, the innocent people in the middle get fed.
Something good did happen.
Don't have to get blown
up. This fraternity just got $300 and some odd thousand dollars to throw a party.
Yeah, well.
I thought
Their fraternity has national rules, so I don't know what they can do with that money. They probably have to spread it out, but nonetheless, they're still going to have a good party.
Spread it out my ass. They're not going to report the whole thing.
What? You said what? Spread it out my...
No, not in. I didn't say in.
I thought of that yesterday when you were talking about. These are regular people... Roger, mm-hmm. that are involved here. I was watching I'm kind of obsessed with that Jon Bon Jovi documentary now, and everything in my brain relates to it. But he was talking about No, not yet. I had cat drum. But he went to Russia. They went to Russia, and he was like, all the stuff for our entire lives at that time, especially, were fed, bad, bad, evil, bad, bad, bad. And he went there, and they were just it was the people. It wasn't the politics and politics. It was the people there just wanting to have a good time. He's like, look at them. They're like us. They're humans. They're people. I'm like, yes, that's it.
Right.
That's what I think is so what's getting lost here, Roger, is what you said, is just make sure that those people are not being harmed.
If you could only get them out of the way, but right? War isn't that clean and neat.
That concert only happened because Bon Jovi's manager got caught with 700 pounds of weed or something
Right.
And instead of putting him in jail, he had to put some do-good thing together. Yeah. And Bon Jovi, and then meanwhile, everybody on that plane, Ozzy and his whole crew, Motley Crue, their whole crew, I think Skid Row was on there.
Scorpions
everybody was getting banged up.
Scorpions.
But they weren't coming from the States. They were coming from Germany. Everybody else was on a flight from America over there, and they were wasted, hammered, doing an anti-drug concert for the kids.
It's for the kids. It's for the children.
Who were all wasted, hammered in the audience, drunk on Russian vodka, whatever it was.
Right.
I remember Billy Joel went over and did a Russian thing. He did a whole album of his thing, but that was off of Glasnost. When there was the opening of relations between the U.S. and Russia, I think that's the reason Russia started saying, okay, let an American band over here or there. Right. And he went over, and the people in the front rows, the fans were sitting on their hands kind of, because the politics people, the Politburo people were in the front. And so they were in charge of the country kind of. So they're so all the other people were behaving. And as soon as they walked out after a few songs, because they had to see it, and then they decided to leave. Ooh, the whole place went nuts.
Did you ever see the video from when Metallica went out there with AC/DC? It was Metallica, AC/DC, I forget who it was. And Metallica was touring off the Black Album. They were in Russia, and there were over 1 million people. Helicopters flying overhead. It's dark. Oh, wow. It's dark.
Is that the one they did on the ice cap thing?
No. That was a radio contest.
Well, it was 1 million people. Where'd they put that? It was an outdoor thing.
In Moscow.
Oh, sick.
It was in go back and watch Brett, have you seen the video from that, right?
Yeah, years ago. Yeah.
It's insane. Wow. It's insane. And they went on before AC/DC. Oof. And you have to see the video.
Oh, my God.
The video. Just put in Metallica and, Russia, AC/DC, whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Whew.
Yeah, not bad. I still have I actually got a Billy Joel t-shirt from the Russian concert. Oh. It's still in a plastic bag sitting in my drawer. I don't know why. Yep. It was a t-shirt. He had brought back a bunch, and he gave some to our radio station because we always been close with him. And it was the official white t-shirt with red trim around the neck and on the sleeves. It's really so 80s and so not America even in the 80s. It's it was what they did for Russia. And I don't know. I haven't taken it out in a long time. It's probably sitting in the bag so long it's starting to get even though it's unworn, stains or something from 1988.
You know what the Russians don't do, though?
I know what they don't do.
They don't give away $1,000.
They sure don't. And especially not at noon.
Commie scumbags.
Oh, my God.
Too much?
Line.
All right, let's go, Patriots.
Here we go, Bone Fam. The Bone Bonus. Sponsored by Farrah and Farrah, Tampa's accident attorneys. FarrahandFarrah.com. This hour's Bone Bonus keyword is...
green.
That's
perfect.
It. Green, G-R-E-E-N. Head to the free 1025 The Bone app and enter the word green. You can win the $1,000 Bone Bonus. It can be all yours. You have until 12:15 to enter your shot to win the $1,000. Good luck to you all.
All right, it's 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll do Dead Guy in the Envelope around 12:15 or so. Be right back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.